Title: Amen Science Jungle Jungle ARP. Ghost and a Range in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific kind of jungle and drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12 that feels simple, but it's secretly the whole game. We're going to treat the Amen break like science, meaning micro edits, ghosting, and resampling, and then we'll build that classic jungle ARP stab line that sounds arpeggiated and gated, locked right into the drums. And because this lesson lives in a mastering mindset, we're not just throwing sounds in, we're building it so it's already pre-master friendly. Controlled dynamics, sane stereo, and headroom. The goal is a 32 to 64 bar minute arrangement that evolves like real jungle, with switch-ups and fills, but doesn't clip or fall apart when you turn it up. Let's set the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170. Meter is 4/4. Now do yourself a favor and create groups immediately. A drums group, a bass group, a music or stabs group, and an FX group. This is going to keep you organized, and it's also going to make your bus processing later super easy. Here's the rule for today. While we build, we keep the master peaking around -6 dB, not as loud as possible, -6-ish. That is your future saying thank you. Make sure you can see meters clearly. In Live 12, open up the mixer view so you're always looking at track levels. If you catch clipping early, you won't have to fix it with a limiter later. Now, let's get an Amen break in. Drag an Amen sample onto an audio track. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transient. Then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 so it stays punchy. Loop it to 1 bar or 2 bars. Classic jungle is often 1 bar looping with edits, so 1 bar is totally valid. 2 bars gives you room for call and response later. Either way is fine. Now we're going to tighten it just enough to be mix ready, but still vibey. On the Amen track, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom. If it feels boxy, do a broad dip around 250 to 450 Hz, just a couple dB. And if you need more crack, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help, but be careful, that's also where harshness lives. Next, add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15% and keep crunch low. Boom is usually off for this, unless you specifically want extra thump. Use damp so the cymbals don't turn into white noise pain. Then add a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not smashing it. This is control, not destruction. Finally, add utility and trim gain so the Amen peaks somewhere around -10 to -6 dB on that track. Your numbers will vary, but the vibe is confident, not loud. Quick coaching note, if you notice that drum bus plus glue makes the Amen feel smaller, that's usually not because you need more processing. It's often because you're hitting the chain too hard. Pull down clip gain, then add tone back with light saturation instead of more compression. Okay, now the fun part. Slicing the Amen for science edits. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing and use simpler or built-in. Live will create a drum rack with all those slices mapped to pads. Now you can program jungle like it's supposed to be programmed. Keep the kick and snare recognizable, but start doing small edits. Think in little lies, tiny retriggers, a quick snare just before the reedle snare, hat fragments on the offbeats. You don't need a complex pattern yet. Here's a beginner one bar idea. Keep the main kick and snare placements. Then add a snare slice a 16th note before the main snare, and sprinkle a hat slice on the end counts. That's already movement. Now we add the hidden engine. Ghost hits. Ghost hits are quiet, short drum events that you feel as shuffle and urgency, but you don't consciously hear as a new drum part. If you can point at it and go, oh, that's the ghost snare, it's too loud. The best beginner method. Use ghosts from the Amen itself. Duplicate your sliced Amen MIDI clip. In the duplicate, delete the main kicks and main snares. Keep only tiny hat fragments, tiny snare ticks, maybe little texture slices. Put this ghost layer on a separate track, or a separate chain so you can mix it independently. Process the ghost layer so it behaves. Put EQ 8 on it. High pass at around 200 to 400 Hz. We do not need low end in ghost hits. If it's hissy, you can dip some 7 to 10 kHz, gently. Add a compressor with a fast attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, medium release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, ratio around 3 to 1. You're just controlling spikes. Then utility and pull the whole ghost layer down. Start with it around -18 to -12 dB relative to the main break, and then adjust by feel. Now do an important mixing skill. Quiet checking. Turn your monitors down. Mute and unmute the ghost layer. If muting it makes the groove collapse, you nailed it. If unmuting it makes you immediately notice extra hats, it's too hot or too bright. Also try this. Solo the drums group, then bring in your music group at very low volume. If the snare loses impact as soon as music comes in, fix the music. Don't just keep boosting the snare. That's a mastering-minded habit. Now let's build the jungle ARP stab. This is the classic rave energy, but in a rhythmic, gated way so it locks into the amen. Create a new MIDI track. Add wave-eatable. We'll make a quick stab. Oscillator 1 on saw. Oscillator 2 on square, but lower its volume. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle so it doesn't go wide and facey. Put a low-pass filter, LP24, and set cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 2K Hz depending on how bright you want it. The key is, stabs should be bright enough to speak, but not living permanently in the snare's crack zone. For the amp envelope, attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds, sustain low, near 0 to 15%, release 80 to 200 milliseconds, you want hit and get out. After that, add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This makes the stab read on smaller speakers and sit more confidently. Optional, add a small, dark reverb using hybrid reverb. Keep it short, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, high cut around 5 to 8kHz, and keep dry slash wet low. If you want to be extra clean, put reverb on a return later, but for now we can keep it simple. Now we make it a jungle ARP without having to play a complicated pattern. Before the instrument, add a chord device. For an instant rave chord, try adding a fifth and an octave, plus 7 and plus 12. If you want it more colorful, add plus 15 for that minor 10th flavor, but don't overthink it. Then add a arpeggiator. Dial up or up down. Rate to 1/16. Gate around 25 to 45%, so it's tight and percussive. Step somewhere like 3 to 6. Turn retrigger on so it locks to the grid in a consistent way. Add a velocity MIDI device too. Drive around 15 to 35 and a tiny bit of random like 5 to 15, just to stop it from sounding like a laser printer. Now draw long MIDI notes, like one note per bar, and let the ARP generate the rhythm. This is a huge jungle trick. Keep harmony simple, but rhythm busy. Next, we ghost the ARP, meaning we make it breathe with the drums. Add a compressor on the stab track. Enable sidechain. Sidechain input should be your amen track, or even better, your drums group. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That's the clean version. If you want more aggressive, choppy jungle, you can use gate sidechained from the amen so the stab only opens when the drums hit. That can get super rhythmic and classic. Just know it's easy to overdo, so start subtle. Quick advanced idea you can still do as a beginner. Make a dedicated sidechain trigger track. Put only kick and snare hits on it, keep it muted or sends only, and sidechain the ARP to that. Your ducking becomes predictable even when the break is busy with fills. Now we add a simple sub bass, because this is drum and bass, and without sub it won't feel like it. Create a MIDI track. Add operator. Use a sine wave on osce. Keep the release shortish, like 100 to 200 milliseconds. Add saturator lightly, 2 to 5 dB, just so the bass has harmonics and translates. Write a bass line that mostly follows the kick, and leave space for the snare. If the bass is stepping on the snare, it'll feel like the whole track is shrinking. On bass, add EQ 8 and low pass around 120 to 200 Hz to keep it subby. Add utility and set width to 0%, mono sub, always. Then sidechain the bass to the kick or the full amen. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Enough to breathe, not enough to wobble. Now, let's arrange, because jungle without arrangement is just a loop, and this is where it starts sounding like a record. We'll do a simple 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8 is the intro. Use a filtered amen. You can low pass it around 6 to 10kHz so it feels like it's coming in from the distance. Add tiny ghost hits. Add an FX riser if you want, like noise into an auto filter sweep. Bars 9 to 16 is pre-drop. Bring in the ARP quietly, still sidechained. Add a snare build using amen slices, like small 1/16 retrigs. And use reverb throws, not constant reverb. A throw is where you automate the reverb send up for one snare hit at the end of a phrase, then back down. Bars 17 to 32 is drop A, full amen, ghost layer, sub bass, and the jungle ARP a bit brighter. Maybe open the stab filter slightly. Add one fill every 8 bars. That's a Reveal World Jungle habit. Bars 33 to 48 is the switch up. Change the amen pattern using your slice MIDI. Even one snare swap or a little tom run changes the whole attitude. Reduce ARP complexity for 4 bars, then slam it back in. Add a crash and a reverse cymbal into the next section. Bars 49 to 64 is drop B or outro. You can reintroduce the ARP with a different ARP rate, like switching 1/16 to 1/8 for variation. For the outro, remove bass first, then ARP, and let the break carry with a reverb tail. Now let's talk about transitions that you actually need, not optional. 1. Reverb throw on snare at phrase ends. 2. A drum fill, like a half bar of rapid amen slices before a new section. 3. A tape stop style moment, which you can fake by resampling a drum fill and automating pitch down slightly for that breaking feel. Also, consider an energy automation map. Pick 3 parameters for the entire arrangement. For example, amen brightness slowly opening over time, ARP filter cutoff or gate length changing per section, and reverb send amount mostly in transitions. Limiting yourself to 3 makes the track feel intentional instead of random. Now we do the mastering-minded checks. We're not mastering fully, but we're acting like adults about dynamics and headroom. On the drums group, add glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto, aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want cohesion, not flattening.